Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show here from Frickers in Adrian. Just a few minutes after the top of the hour. Got some new technology here. I'm Ian Wendt. We have Stacy Mitchell. We have Gabby Brume. And we're talking basketball in a little bit. Also some cross country. But first, kicking off the show with our sports information director at Adrian College, Mike Prang.
How's it going?
It's going. Yeah, you've been waiting for this. This little technology thing we have going on here.
Yeah.
All right, a quick week in review. Another nice win for football. They go on the road, beat Kalamazoo 34-7. Ethan Burroughs, two interceptions, put together, just continuing what that defense has done.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the defense has been the huge of the solid portion to our team, and I mean the offense has been great as well, putting up points. But I mean, a lot of the games we haven't been giving up many points, especially in the first half. So that's a huge credit to the defense. And with those two interceptions, Ethan Burroughs won MIAA Defensive Player of the Week this week.
Joins the Bulldog record books.
Yes,
with seven. So he's tied for second most in a season.
Yep, second most in a season.
Nine's the number to get.
Yep.
All right. So we move down the list. We have women's hockey, good learning weekend for them, going up against number two Augsburg, dropped them both 2-0. Game two, a little closer than game one, but the rankings came out, Mike, and they're still right up near the top in the national polls.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, women didn't move at all. They stayed at number nine for the in the nation in both the USCHO poll and the D3 Hockey News poll. So, you know, playing Augsburg on the road, first weekend of the year, very young team. I mean, we graduated a lot of the talent. We graduated six grad students last year, four seniors, and had a couple transfer away. But, you know, we brought in a very youthful group, and it was a huge kind of learning experience to kind of hit them hard to start the year.
Moving on to the men's side, they get a sweep of number two Utica. They moved quite a bit from week one to week two, moved from 10 to number three in the nation. Yeah. Wow, that's a jump.
Yeah, huge jump. And, yeah, I mean, that was a big series and kind of a tone setter for this team was number two at Utica and, yeah, beat them 3-1 and 5-3. So two pretty commanding wins. And, I mean, what's nice is none of those goals were empty netters. They were all scored, with a goalie in that. So definitely nice to see the team put the puck in the net and excited to see some guys get going and the new guys tap in as well.
Yeah, speaking of a new guy, that had to feel good for the young man in net going up against this old school.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Ryan Piros played in the national championship game for Utica last year so and comes out with two wins for the Bulldogs this year.
All right. Wrestling opens up the weekend. The men and the women. Men took fourth at their own invitational. Women in competition as well. Some standouts, too, on the women's side.
Yeah. I mean, the women performed well. There were no team scores at that event, so kind of, you know, tough to judge them there when it comes to other teams. But, yeah, some success there on the women's side at their road tournament. And then, the men, the Adrian Invite, placed fourth. And Aiden Smith got MIAA Wrestler of the Week, so...
4-0,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. We'll talk men's cross country in a minute, but the women's side, they take seventh on the conference championship. They're not done racing, though. They do get a regional opportunity, right?
Yep.
Let's see. Men's soccer, we're going to hear more about them on Wednesday. I'll be out the west side of the state as a nice win for the men, 2-1 over KZoo. Going to go play top seed Hope, a team that we lost 2-0 to a week and a half ago. At home. So a team that Adrian can certainly play with.
Yeah, definitely. So it's exciting to see. It was the first tournament game for men's soccer that we've hosted in a while. So nice to sneak out a win there. I shouldn't even sneak out a win, get that win. And then
that's right.
Yeah, keep the season rolling.
Women's soccer, a tough one at penalty kicks. They've both there's been, you know, a couple lopsided, but for the most part, all the games this year have seemed to be close on both the men and women's side. And unfortunately for the women, they lose one in penalty kicks.
Yeah, it was tough. Took a 1-0 lead, and you know, later in the second half, they gave up a goal. And first time we played overtime, because there's no regular season overtime. You just end in a draw after 90 minutes. So two periods of overtime, and then, yeah, tough one. Fell 5-4 in penalty kicks. And, yeah, so that season, unfortunately, came to an end.
All right, one more overall to point out, club softball. They play that old split season, so they get a couple of Well, I shouldn't say a couple. They get three nice wins over the Chippewas.
Yeah, Sunday, you know, club softball, they do a lot of triple headers. And
whoa.
So Sunday they played three, all against Central Michigan at home, and they came out with a three-game sweep, and they put a lot of runs on the board, you know, all double-digit runs in all three of those games. So it was nice to see that team, you know, have some success to end their fall.
Well, good stuff from you and your department, and we're going to talk more cross-country in just a little bit. Took second in the conference on the men's side. Will Hoovener will join us next on the AC All Access show. You've just heard from Mike Prang, Sports Information Director at the college. We'll be back with more on the AC All Access show from Frickers and Adrian, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the ho-ho home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Lenawee's original sports franchise, 96.5 The Cave.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are inside the cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access show here from Frickers and Adrian, Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell in our studios. Monday specials are boneless chicken wings. Tuesday, it's the bone-in. Wednesday, steak. They say it's all about that steak. Thursdays, chicken chunks. They have lunch specials every day, 11 to 2. That's open till 2. Sunday, Parkmore chicken. They're pushing this 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks, 4 pounds for $39.99. Also, the personal pitchers, $6.99. That was mostly memorized. That was pretty good, or not good. Good? Impressive. We'll say impressive. Speaking of impressive, we go to cross country. We have with us, you probably heard the name a couple times on our airwaves, reading sports updates. We welcome in Will Hoovener, who's a senior from Oxford, Michigan. The reason you're on, Will, well, you ran well at the MIAA Championships, time of 25.08.7. Boy, second place.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for having me again. Always an honor. Definitely not my fastest time, but it was still a pretty good time. So,
where was this? This was in Olivet.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have you run on a golf course or what kind
it
of?
It is a golf course.
It was okay.
So, and actually, it's kind of unique. This is like usually our season opener, It's never been our conference meet ever before, so it was kind of like a full circle moment. We start the season running a 5K there, just to kind of get, you know, in the swing of, you know, it all for the season, establish some just some foundation. But yeah, I mean, running the 8K there, it was a little bit different. So
okay, so the league has we're trying to do math in my head. How many teams on the men's side?
Oh, man.
Seven
okay.
or eight?
Now you're making me think.
I know.
It
many.
Is eight? Eight? Yes, eight. I think it's eight. Yeah.
Okay. So then you have at least five runners a team.
Yeah.
I mean, that can get – I just – and we had the high school state championships here last weekend.
Right, right. I was there, too.
Oh, you were there, too?
I was,
okay.
Yes, yeah.
I'm just imagining everyone taking off at once.
Right.
There is it like racing where there's pole position where, hey – you get to start here because I imagine it can get congested.
It definitely does get congested. There was definitely over 200 bodies. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. It was definitely, like, packed. But, it's kind of just like you establish yourself with your team. They're like, okay, the top guys will kind of, you know, be in the front there. And then from there, it's just kind of like a – kind of an honor system. So
– okay.
There's not really, like, your coach is like, oh, you know – you're going to be here, you're going to be here. It's just like your teammates just like kind of know where to be.
You guys kind of know at this point where,
right, yeah.
where you all are running.
Yeah. So this late in the season. So
you get going. The urge to sprint mm-hmm. would be very difficult for anybody because it's like,
you
bam, you're
out.
Going.
Yeah.
How do you approach it in 8K? I mean, that...
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a bit of running.
Right.
That's 25 minutes of running.
It is 25 minutes of running. It's sad. It gets tiring. But, you know, we train for that. We'll train to go out hard, but then kind of reserve ourselves. We'll go out, you know, first 400 meters or so, which is about a quarter of a mile. And, you know, it is kind of like a sprinting mentality. But then reserve yourself back as you're going, so you don't just burn out, and you know it's not going to be fun for anybody. So
yeah, is that something you had to learn over time here at Adrian? You know, running with collegiate runners.
Yeah, throughout high school, I was a fly and die guy, so I would just go, and then by the last mile, it was just rough, man. It was rough to watch, but I've kind of learned over the years, like, you know, yes, go out assertive, but then restrict yourself a little bit, you know, save some energy for the end of the race.
So the meet itself, mm-hmm. you take second place. Was it tight down the stretch, or was it you and the other guy? And how did the end of the race shake out for you?
Yeah, so it's been tighter in previous years, I'll say. This was kind of a different conference race. There's a lot of the top, in the conference, top athletes in the conference graduated last year. So it's all these new kids coming in now, and I was kind of like the old man this time. It felt like...
Your turn, right?
It was my turn. It's been tighter, but that being said, you know, there's guys that want it more than you, and it's always going to be kind of like a dogfight at the straightaway there, so...
Who's the team that you kind of look at? Was it different this year?
Yes.
Or is it usually Hope?
It is different. Last year it was Kelvin,
okay.
And so now this year it's Hope. Kelvin didn't even place top three this year, and that just goes to show, like I was saying, you know, a lot of graduates, a lot of people graduating. So the conference just was completely different this year. But Hope definitely is the team to look at for moving on, even into track. So,
talk with Will Hoovener with the cross-country team at Adrian College. So you take second. How did that feel when you crossed the line?
Yes.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm all conference. I know you're not done, but that had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, so first off, immediate relief, I'm not running anymore. So it's like, yes, mm-hmm. I did my due diligence for the day. But getting second, that's more than I could really ask for, man. It's definitely been a ride, and just kind of finishing my last, you know, senior year conference meet, second place. I mean, it feels good. So
do you look back on the other conference races you had and you're like, well, I did what I was supposed to do, right?
I mean,
get better every year, right?
Yeah, every year I improved, and I mean, that's kind of what you ask for as an athlete. And so thank my coaches for that one, and thank my family and just all my supporters. You know who you are. So
right, yeah. The team did well too. Mm-hmm. I mean, taking fourth overall, had to feel pretty good. I know in the end it's an individual thing, but you also have the team side of it.
Yeah.
When you're in the race, can you really run as a team? I don't think that
yeah,
would
I mean,
help in most situations.
Right. You know, if you see your teammate and you're running and, you know, it seems like they're working hard, but they're kind of falling back a little bit, you know, give them a nudge, go, hey, you know, come on, man, let's do this. You know, we train for however X amount of, you know, days and months to do this, and this is the moment, this is what it all leads up to. So just kind of put it together and, you know, but
so there is communication.
There is, yeah,
on the track.
Definitely.
Okay.
There's
or
a lot
course.
Of, yeah. Most of it is off. You know, of course, it's hard to communicate when you're huffing and puffing.
Right.
Going, you know, Mach 10 in a race, but it's you know, try to be there when you know you feel like your teammates need it. So.
So who competes in the regional? Is it everybody? Is it a certain number of conference qualifiers?
So top seven, and then we have an alternate eight that will train with us just in case, you know, somebody gets hurt during that two-week period. But top seven, everybody else is off getting ready for indoor coming back next semester. So they're taking their time off now, and then they'll start it back up here about a week. So.
Okay, so seven on the team.
Yep, seven. Top seven will go to regionals, yep.
That will be November 15th down in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes.
Interesting spot for a Great Lakes regional to be in Kentucky.
Yeah, no kidding, man. No kidding.
Heck, that's going to be a little trip.
It is going to be a little trip, but I'm excited. It's always fun getting out of state. So.
Yeah. Expectations for your team and yourself and the regional?
Just get out there and try to PR, honestly. I think that's the general consensus. For me, I think individually-wise, I would like to qualify for nationals, which you have to be within at least the top 30 range of all athletes in that race. It's not a time standard, it's a place standard.
Oh,
yes. Okay. And so, I mean, I'm not going to have another shot at it. I was close last year, I was 28th, but I'd like to be more like around 15th this year.
Can you kind of do some look ahead and see where certain schools that are going to be there so you can kind of gauge where you need to be? Like, is 25.08 going to be enough, or do you got to lower that time a little bit?
I mean, it's not a time standard. It is a place standard. However, that being said, people are going to be running fast. Everybody wants to go to nationals. So it's like, yes, I most definitely I can say positively I am going to have to run faster than I ran at conference. But that being said, you know, I've been training for it. I think I'm ready. I think my coaches would say I'm ready, and, you know, the time is now. So.
All right, Will. Thanks for talking to me again. Good luck in the regional and, of course, the rest of your team, the men's and the women. Do the women go to Louisville as well?
Yes.
Do we know?
Yes,
okay.
Will. Yep.
Good luck to running dogs.
Thank you so much.
Four legs has to help, right?
Yep.
If you're a running bulldog. All right. We've been talking with Will Hoovener with the cross-country team at Adrian College on the ACL Access Show. We are going to step aside real quick. We're going to get to the hardwood. Women's basketball up first. We have their coach in his second year, Sam Miller. He'll join me next on the ACL Access Show live from Frickers. I'm Ian Wendt, 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Lenaway's original sports franchise, 96.5 The Cave.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are inside the cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
Back on the ACL Access Show from Frickers in Adrian, South Main Street's the place to be. We are leading up to Monday Night Football. Cowboys. Cardinals.
I'm really glad you went there, because that's exactly what I came here to talk about. Let's break down Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Dak Prescott. No, I'm kidding.
They're giving away his jersey. Did you fill out a ticket,
I filled it
Sam?
Out. And I filled it out every time I came here last year for our radio show, too. And
the elusive victory.
I just filled it out and I said, getting that jersey.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I did win last year, so it's not a fluke.
The one thing my wife wants me to do is bring another worthless piece of clothing into our house. And this could be another chance to do that.
Could be. So I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
We're talking women's basketball at Adrian College, second year head coach Sam Miller.
And Cowboys Cardinals.
That's later. We're talking Bulldog hoops right now. We had just some great conversations last year. I mean, everything was new. A lot of momentum around this program. You brought in some girls that made a difference and some girls that kind of showed up. You know, I'm not saying out of nowhere, but maybe people that we didn't think were going to do what they did. And here they are. So people want to know. What's the second year under Coach Miller looking like for the Lady Bulldogs?
Well, let's just be clear. Everything is new again. Not from a personnel standpoint and not from me and our coaching staff leading the program, but like new year. So we kind of talk about that. Like, it doesn't matter what sort of momentum we felt we had at the end of the year. Like, it all restarts. And it's a new mix, right? And you can have returners that come in with a mindset of, a different mindset. Let's put it that way. So my job right now and our coaching staff's job is making sure that we're framing things the way we need to for a new season. Those that achieved some things, you know, Morgan Babb had a great year. A lot of players had a really great year, but she had the, you know, kind of the receipt on it being a named to the second team all conference. She feels a little bit of pressure. We correct it right away. We say, hey, that was last year. Like, the process starts over again, right? So, in a way, you know, I got it. That's my coach speak, you know, that the process that we're in right now. But, yeah, we do have some promising returners. And again, like you mentioned, some really good additions to our program that are going to help us get better.
Yeah, so what is the makeup? You mentioned Morgan Babb, Aubrey Hicks coming back. Hannah Lish was...
Yeah.
Diamond in the rough, or maybe you knew all along, but she made a difference.
Yeah.
Kind of thrown into it due to injuries. Caitlin Otto as well. But we have those players returning.
Yep.
Did we get any transfers, freshmen? What's the makeup of the team?
Yeah, well, and also to add that, you know, like, here's the thing. I could run through the whole roster, but there were a lot of players, too, that made differences that sometimes they don't show up in the same ways. Like, Hannah showed up because, like, she ended up starting the last 10 games of the year as a freshman. Mm-hmm. Mind you, she was a 17-year-old freshman last year, so she's young. Right, like
right.
She was.
Yeah.
We threw a lot at her, and when the time was right, we brought her into the starting lineup and made an adjustment there. Obviously we had Kylie Skidmore last year, who she kind of was running the point, not her natural position. Made some changes that way that I think were for the future of the program and for Hannah to get that sort of in the lineup experience. Right, and trying to help people find roles that they're going to be most impactful at. That's kind of happening again this year. So kind of going back to your, you know, the freshman, Ashlyn Moorhead from Tecumseh, state championship winning point guard, right? Really good team last year. That team was certainly impressive, and we watched them all along and were recruiting her, and luckily she made her decision pretty early. So we always were watching her with like a, hey, here's what she can do and here's what she's going to bring to us type mindset. And what that means for Hannah is she's now going to kind of move to a natural position off the ball for her. So not to put, you know, too much stuff out there. I doubt, you know, many people are listening to, you know, with
hey, come on.
No. I don't mean it that way. You know, Monday
Outside
Night Football,
Dak area.
Prescott, Jerry Jones has us all paying attention to the Cowboys. But Adrian women's basketball, you know, we can be a draw too. So we'll leave it at that.
I think, to get
in the weeds of like what our lineup's going
to
look like.
Well, to say that Hannah's natural position is not point kind of has me scared in a good way of what her natural position could become.
Yeah, she's an attacker in a lot of ways. I think and Ashlyn's a lead. You know, she's a lead guard, and she's one that knows how to control pace and really understands that. And you know, her adjustment is going to be doing that at the college level now, right? And we, you know, I'm sure at some point we'll talk about, you know, a little bit about our exhibition game, but like it's a lot of growing moments right now, whether it's through practice or finally playing against somebody else. You know, those things they're apparent every day to us, the growth that's happening, right? And also the confirmation that I think we do have those two in the places that we need them. To best bring value to the offensive end.
College sports in general can look a lot different when you get a new coach. You know, maybe we see it more in the D1, D2 level than at D3, but in your second year, is this roster constructed almost the way you want? I know D3 is different, but in terms of like, hey, I want five post players. I want this. I want that. And
yeah, we're not there yet. Meaning, like, do we have everybody at every spot that we need? I don't think so. And not saying that we'd have talented players, but like, if you're saying like, is it ideally set up? No. And I think that's something that, and having been at the Division I level myself, you see the ability to quickly change rosters over.
Yes.
You can do that now, especially with NIL and transfers and that sort of stuff. But, like, just the draw, too, of, like, it's one thing to dangle a full-ride scholarship in somebody's face and say, like, you have it, you want it, you know.
Right.
Whereas my wife, like, we're an Adrian College family. We both graduated from Adrian. We love the small college atmosphere and Division III, what that is. So when we took over last year, granted it was by the time we really got going, it was July. Not much you can really do for that upcoming year as far as new additions or building it the way you want. So this, in a way, is the equivalent. This year two is what the equivalent of a year one at a bigger school would be.
Right.
So
first
now,
full off season.
First full off season. You now see our first recruiting class come in. And also, so five freshmen and also a transfer from in Ava Schultz from Grand Rapids Community College. You see that group come in and now mix with returners. And we returned a really solid group and a group that got a lot better last year. You know, you look at the record and say, oh, seven wins, but six of those are in the MIAA. A few possessions here and there in certain games, we could be looking at, you know, being 500 in the league or 9-7 in the league just as easily. Like, that's how close kind of that middle of the pack was in the league last year. Yeah. So it's a really great building point. And again, I make it, we talk about it daily with our group of like, this is different. Don't go off of anything that happened last year, at the end of last year. Like, we are resetting the whole thing and building this year's team.
Yeah. Success is not linear.
Not at
right?
all. Not
I mean,
at
it,
all.
You'd be crazy to think that.
No, but it can be.
It flows, hopefully up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I mean, depends what you're using to define success too. I don't think we want to. We don't want to look at every single day and say, like, oh, that was a win, that was a loss. Like, there's things that you just know that you have a feeling where you have a good practice. Like, today we got better. We only went, we watched film. We only went for about an hour on the court. Part of that is because we have five practices this week leading up to our first game on Saturday. Like, we're keeping it short for this day, and then we'll get back into the swing of full practices. But, like, do you have good days? And can you stack another good day on that? Or when you have a bad day, or you have a game where, hey, the whole 40 minutes didn't go the way we wanted it to go on Saturday in an exhibition game, well, how do you respond? That's the biggest thing that we're working on with our group. And that's possession to possession. That's quarter to quarter, game to game, day to day.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I'm talking with Sam Miller, women's basketball. I'm going to try to wrap up a couple questions into one. Your staff, You alluded to pretty much the same as last year, if we can talk about that. And then, obviously, season opener. We're already here. Saturday home, 5 o'clock against Hiram College.
Yep. Yeah, the staff, Angela Sikora and Wayne Perry. You know, Angela, if any of you guys have met her, she's got a pretty unique story about where she came from and moved all the way across country to come to Adrian College. And she's somebody that loves the game. She's got great relationships with our players. She continues to get better when it comes to just every aspect of college basketball and being a coach and really being proactive in, you know, building a program as well, right? Last year, and I'll say this for both of them, last year was a lot of them looking at me and setting the table for what we're building and learning how, you know, some of the things that a head coach wants and how we want this thing to look, right? So this year, she knows that more. Same with Coach Perry. Wayne is a guy that kind of knows everybody in Lenawee County, Southeast Michigan.
He'll probably text me right now.
Yeah.
You finally mentioned me.
Finally mentioning him. We're talking the whole segment about him.
Yeah.
But you know, and he's somebody that he's done such a great job of knowing who's who, right? My wife and I moved back here from North Carolina. Right. As much as we are Michigan people and Adrian College people and you know, have a history here in the town and in this area, you lose touch with that a little bit. So Wayne's been invaluable with the local relationships with coaches and AAU programs and just like, hey, so-and-so is this kid's, you know, this kid's cousin, like, she's really good. Like, it's like, that's sometimes
how you know, right?
It's who you know. And some of those things have really paid off for us, especially in the first class. And now, you know, hopefully in going forward in the 26th class.
All right. Can't wait to tip it off Saturday, 5 o'clock at the Marilat, taking on Hiram College, kind of a somewhat regular non-conference foe. Yeah. It'll be nice to, you know, you have the scrimmage, but it's nice to tip it off and play against someone not wearing a Bulldog jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, and we did our non-conference stuff you know, pretty well this off season, you know, as far as building the schedule out and getting, you know, starting the season off at home, I think is going to be a big help. Hiram, they're one of those teams that you look back throughout a lot of the schedules they've played, you know, the women's team has played Hiram a lot. And we've, you know, this is kind of starting that series over again. So we'll play them here this year and then once more again at their place next year. But a good team to start off with. And somebody that we're not, like, super familiar with because we played them so early last year when everything was new. But, like, I think we've got a better understanding of who we are now, right, and what's going to help us compete right away at the early part of our season this year. So it'll be a good one.
All right. Good stuff, Coach.
Love to see everyone there.
Absolutely. Yep. Hey, and if you show up, there's a bonus or a detraction. I'll be there.
You'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, if
someone has to do the PA, so.
Yeah.
Might as well be me.
Yeah. The cool vocal tones that you provide.
That's what I'm going for.
Yep.
Well, Sam, good to see you. Best of luck this season. We'll be keeping an eye on you. I'll be working some of these games, but
yeah,
best of luck.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, once again, Sam Miller, the women's basketball coach at Adrian College. We are going to switch gears, talk about the men's team. We have Tim Kaiser waiting in the wings. That's a chicken pun, people. We got chicken puns galore. Bulldog basketball on the men's side coming up next here on the ACL Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Something fun to do? You can count on Adrian College. Visit adrianbulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at adrianbulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the ho-ho home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Lenawee's original sports franchise, 96.5 The Cave.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are inside the cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Sports for Lenawee County.
Right back on the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers and Adrian. I'm Ian Wett. We have Josh Mitchell running the board back in Adrian downtown. Plenty of food specials, drink specials, and special people on our program today. Will Hoovener with cross country, Sam Miller, women's basketball, and Tim Kaiser with the men's basketball team at Adrian. We've come to a consensus, Tim. This is your fifth year as head coach of the Bulldogs. Make you feel a little bit younger. A little bit. But, hey, thanks for being back on. Here we are, winter sports already. It might snow next week, so, I mean,
could also be fitting. Like 55, 60. You never know.
you never know. That's the joys.
Hold out hope for the good weather.
Yes. Coming off the heels of a 7-19 campaign, but 5-9 in league play, made it to the MIAA postseason. Obviously, more goals for this team, but I do want to learn about the 25-26 Bulldogs. Not a ton of returners, and that can be a good thing, and that can be a challenge sometimes, I'm sure, especially as a coach.
For sure, for sure. I feel like each group always presents its own unique challenges every single year. And this year, being a newer group, it's got its own set of challenges. So there's a lot of good that comes from it, fresh mindsets, guys that You know, they're new to our program. There's a lot of excitement with a lot of guys, but there's a lot of teaching, of, you know, how we play, how we do things. But I really like the way it's gone so far. I mean, I feel like the fall we've been tougher on these guys, this group, than we have with any other group, and they've responded really well. Practices have been super, super competitive. Typically when I go home and rewatch them, they're a little bit better than I thought first go around, which is a good thing. But yeah, I'm really juiced, man. I'm ready to get out there and get going. But still got another week of practice to get better, and we got to take advantage of these next 3 days and, you know, improve as much as we can heading into the weekend.
That's something I hadn't thought about, but I guess it does happen. Filming practice
every
day. So you go back and you look at film on yourself.
Yeah, my fiance gives me an hour and a half limit. I tend to go over the limit. But yeah, for sure. I mean, it's really important. I mean, you pick up on things. Before every practice, we have a rollable TV station, TV that we'll put into the gym and, you know, quick 5 minutes, you know, here, two clips of this was really good yesterday, two clips this wasn't good, you know, two clips of, you know, you took a terrible shot here, can't have this one, or it's a great pass, a really good read. It's kind of been a newer thing. I've always watched the film, but we've watched more as a team this year to really help and emphasize certain things that we want done. And I think it's benefited the team. So something that we like doing and we'll continue to do every day.
Okay. And I'm sure that's not uncommon across
the sports. No, I would.
I think you're the first coach to mention it, though, to me. It's like, yeah, we watch film on practice.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can only see so much
as
the head coach.
And to be honest with you, like I said, when I go back and watch it, it's like, oh, this wasn't nearly as bad, or this was worse than I thought. I think it's really, really important being thorough. You know, I'll go back and watch it when I get home. Me and Coach Beam will watch it in the morning. We'll break it down, you know, usually about 10 clips, and then pick the five that we want to show the guys and get on to the next day.
Coach, who is on your staff this year? Returners, yeah. new people?
So, Adam Beam. You know, I've known Coach Beam for, now about 8 years. I met him.
See, those numbers start to get, you know.
Yeah.
Higher than you expect or think. Yeah.
Correct. But Coach Beam, I mean, he does a phenomenal job. I mean, super, super great at building relationships with the players, an elite recruiter, and just an elite worker, and just an overall great person. And I think we want to build a staff full of guys like that. So Coach Beam and Coach McKelvey. I mean, we kind of joke. He's kind of like me and Coach Beam's dad in a way, in a good way.
Yeah.
But Coach McKelvey, man, I mean, he's as, you know, hard knows of a competitor as there is, a brilliant basketball mind who, you know, he works at it. He's constantly watching film, constantly giving advice on what to do here, what to do there, and a guy that I lean on heavily during the games with his experience. You know, hey, coach, what do we think? Time out here? Or, you know, hey, what do we think about running this? He can kind of keep me calm. And always after games has a good way of, you know, talking to me and kind of giving me what I need to hear, good or bad. And I love both those guys and very appreciative of their work that they do. And, you know, I think we have an elite staff, and it's because of those two.
All right. The returners, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those
are
guys that are back for year, you know, fill in the blank
three,
for those.
Two, three, four. Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with Seth Logan and Luke Rager. I mean, those two guys. Luke really, as a sophomore last year, came on late. I mean, down this, you know, second half of conference play, he's kind of our best player, to be honest with you, a lot of times out there on the floor. And Seth had a really big junior year, and those guys have done a phenomenal job as leaders. Their confidence has grown. They've
over the course of the offseason, so I'm really excited about those two guys.
Jacob Behor, Dylan Gyra, are two returners that have done a really good job, that have just worked really hard since their freshman year. Both of them had some moments of playing meaningful minutes last year, and I feel like they've gotten better and their confidence has grown amongst other guys, but you know, pretty excited about those guys and what they can do this year for sure.
All right, coach, you have an exhibition game under your belt. Where'd you go, or did you get to stay home and
yeah, so
exhibit?
We traveled over to Goshen College in Indiana, and it was actually about 2 weeks ago, so we only had about 10 practices prior to it, and I thought it went well. You know, I thought there were obviously a lot of things we could have done better. Scored it well. It was a high-scoring game. Ended up losing by, I think, 191-90 ended up being the final score. But I thought we did things well that we worked on. I thought things that we didn't spend as much time on, we struggled. And I think, you know, to me, you want to win the scrimmage, so we were disappointed, upset that we lost by a point. but we really want to use a scrimmage to figure out what we need to get better at. You know, guarding the post, guarding screens away from the basketball, communication and transition defense, and then just valuing possessions a little bit more. But a lot of good, a lot of things that were clear that we had to work on, and, you know, really feel like over the last week and a half we were able to hone in on those things, get better. Had an inter-squad scrimmage yesterday, was really competitive, came down to the wire. And after, you know, watching the film three, four, five times, I thought there was a lot of things that we did better during our inner squad that we struggled with in our first scrimmage. So, yeah, man, excited to go and do it for real on Friday.
Yeah, talking men's basketball at Adrian College with their coach, Tim Kaiser. And I don't know if I already asked you this or in a roundabout way you answered it. New faces, does that mean young team, or you got some transfers
yeah,
in, or
actually,
kind of a mix?
It's a little bit of a mix. I mean, we have a couple freshmen. Carson Lutz, you know, he'll be out there playing for us right away as a freshman. He's just kind of beyond his years. In practice specifically, he practices like a junior or a senior in terms of his understanding of what to do, where to be, and his competitiveness. I think our freshman class, man, I mean, you look at Gavin Saunders, probably won't see the court right away. I think he's got a chance to be an elite player. Austin Burns, 6'6 wing, can really run, jump, really fluid athlete. Mason Borchardt, kind of the same type of player. Amongst other guys, just competitive guys, really good kids that compete really hard. And so you might not see too many of them on the court, but I think it's an elite freshman class. And then a group of transfers, man, it's probably more than we've had, more than I've really wanted to bring in, to be honest with you. But, you know, vetting the guys the way that we did, I was really confident about the personalities we were bringing in. And that was a big thing for me. You know, I think, you know, it's human nature to want to win. Everybody wants to win. Not everybody has winning habits. And trying to find guys that we felt like had winning habits, guys that have played roles. You know, I look at a Jeremiah Dallas as a transfer guard. He's going to play a big role for us. And at his junior college, he played a Division I JUCO against really high-level competition. You know, wasn't a guy that was scoring it crazy, but he played a role, and he played it really well. You know, Keyshawn Johnson that we have, you know, he played at Schoolcraft College. Another guy played a role over at Schoolcraft, you know, understands what it's like to play a role. And then, you know, Brendan Schlink, Jaden Smiley, and Lewis Coville are, you know, 3'6" guys that are versatile, have different dimensions to their games, which will give us more length than we've had and probably a more versatile front court than we've had since I've been here. So a lot of good pieces, a lot of good competitors and good people. But us coaches, we got to figure out how to put it together at the best we can and get these guys to, you know, continue to grow and get better every day. I tell them every day, I feel like we have more room to grow than most teams in the country, given the new faces that we have. But we need to get better, and we need to get better in a hurry, because the season won't slow down. And, you know, the best teams continue to get better day after day. And that's what we're trying to do.
And when you look at the MIAA.
Yeah.
And you say 6'7", I go, that's okay. But I've seen some 6'10 guys come off the bench.
For sure.
For some of these other programs. Do you think now, finally, like, we can match up with that? I feel like, you know, when watching Bulldog basketball, it's like, well, they got 6'11", he's in foul trouble. Here comes 6'10", and we're looking at our bench. And, you know, really hard, tough-nosed players, but if you're 6'5 or 6'4, it's going to be tough. But I hear you say,
yeah,
we got some height this year.
We definitely have more height. We have more length. There might be times where we're still maybe slightly undersized, but I think the strength of our team is the depth of our guards. And if we play at the pace that we want to play at, I think we can really counteract some of the size that we might give up. I mean, the length is there. The overall girth, we might, you know, be a little bit lacking from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I mean, that's no excuse. I mean, there's been a lot of really good teams that haven't had 6'10", 250 on their team. You can be a really good basketball team without it. And I think it's short-sighted for us specifically as coaches to think otherwise. You know, we recruited this team. We like this team. We feel like this team can stack up against other players, and it's on us to figure out how to make it happen. So, you know, I understand from the viewer's standpoint how that might be, but, you know, I've seen undersized players handle bigger bodies. I've seen it happen. You just got to be creative, and I think that we have enough shooting, especially in the front court, to make some of these big, you know, kind of big bodies that don't move as well have to move a lot more defensively and guard in more space. And yeah, I don't want to get too much into the X's and O's.
You're ready to coach. I mean, you're ready for game day.
Yeah.
Which is coming up soon. The MIAA preseason poll for both men's and women's basketball coming out soon. But you open up a tournament this weekend over at Oberlin College. You were telling me off air. Opportunity to play a lot of ball in a short period of time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, starts with Friday. You know, we'll do small scouts on the teams that we could potentially play on Saturday. But, yeah, I mean, Oberlin, really good program. I know Coach Shiva Sentil over there real well. We've known each other for a long time. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of length on their team. A really good player, honestly one of the best players in the region, and J.J. Gray, who was the difference in the game last year, and we got to do a way better job guarding him. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited. They chose to play us, which, you know, good for them. That's on, and hopefully – you know, we can use that as, you know, a little bit of a motivating factor, and, you know, really get off to a good start and just play the way we want to play. I mean, that's what we want to do. So.
All right.
We'll learn a lot.
Well, you have to get back to practice, right?
Well, yeah, practice finishing up, but right here in 2 minutes.
So who's in charge?
Coach Beam and Coach McKelvey. They do a great job. You know, they really do. They really, really do. Got all the trust in the world in those guys. But, yeah, definitely going to head back, chop it up with those guys, see how the practice finished up, and grab my phone because I left my phone over there.
All right. Most importantly, go get your phone. Yeah, Coach, good to see you. Looking forward to another season. I'll be on the scores table for a handful of your games doing some PA. So
let's go.
I'll enjoy
our side conversations when I may be upset with, you know, the people in stripes. So I look forward
to that.
And I
may or may not
well.
Agree with you most of the time. But
I say things to you, so I don't say it to them.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Let's keep that going. All right. Again, thanks, Coach. And go get your phone. Your fiance trying to get a hold of you, I'm sure.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you soon, Coach.
Yes, sir. See you.
All right, once again, Coach Tim Kaiser with men's basketball. We also heard from Sam Miller with the women's team and Will Hoovener with cross country. Oh, yeah, way back in the beginning of the show, Mike Prang, the sports information director. I thank him for getting all these interviews lined up. I'd like to thank Tara out here at Frickers and the rest of the staff hosting this show, Stacy Mitchell and Josh Mitchell, who's back in our studio. I'm Ian Wentz saying goodbye and goodnight from Frickers. This has been the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.